The movie Hacksaw Ridge is the true story of a World War II American Army medic named Desmond T. Doss. He was a pacifist and refused to kill people, but yet became the first man in American history to receive the Medal of Honor without firing a shot. He was recognized for his bravery, his selflessness, and compassion after he risked his life to save 75 men in the Battle of Okinawa. By his own admission, the strength he mustered was not his. The compassion and care he gave was not his. And the bravery he showed was not his. It was not human. It was only of God. But yet, why is it we so often lean towards our own strength and our own care and our own sense of bravery to survive, focusing on our own desires? Well, this meditation from 1 John chapter 4 is a reflection on a new kind of desire, desiring to care and love for others in spite of and beyond our own abilities, setting aside our selfish desires to allow God to fill our minds, direct our wills, and transform our affections. Affections transformed into those of Christ. Desires aligned with God. New desires. So as you begin this meditation, begin to be aware of any attempts you make to direct your own will. Maybe selfish efforts to fill your mind with your own desires and longings. As you consider any thoughts that are self-centered, allow them to shift now to the sacred. As you face any feelings of self-reliance, let your mind move towards sacrifice as God has revealed that loving rest within you. Center on this present sacrificial moment of prayer in the presence of God, Spirit, and Son. Continue by responding to this passage from 1 John chapter 5 as I lead us. Simply respond, "Transform my affections." This is the remarkable degree of confidence which we as believers are entitled to have before Him, to transform my affections to His. That if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. So, Lord God, transform my affections. That if we ask anything that is consistent with His plan, His purpose, and His affections, He hears us. So transform my affections to yours, Lord God. No matter where you are right now, no matter what time it is, whether first or last light, feel yourself settling deeper into the affections of God, being aware of His divine desires as you pray and plead softly for the strength to surrender to His affections. When facing moments of stress or pain or isolation, do you ever turn to yourself for comfort? Be honest with your answer. He knows the truth. Consider a recent event you faced when you turned to yourself for satisfaction. Note the feelings and emotions as you keep returning to your own strength for victory, your own care for healing. Be honest with your answers. There is no judgment here. You are safe in the presence of a gracious God. Now let those feelings of autonomy, independence, self-assurance, just begin to drift away. Feelings of reliance on self are fleeting and not of God. So let them drift by slowly out of view as you now center your thoughts on abiding in Christ, allowing Him to fill your mind, direct your will, and transform your affections. Center two on your breathing. Take three deep, full belly breaths, each exhale cleansing you of your desires, and each inhale filling you with God's affections. Center on your breathing. Those selfish thoughts of your own desires may still appear. That's human, not to worry. Don't dwell on them or give them any power. Instead, allow your thoughts to drift easily from self-reliance back to abiding. Note any thoughts of autonomy and let them be a reminder to center back on thoughts of divine abiding as your mind transforms to that of Christ. Continue as you center on allowing His Word now to fill your mind, and this is the first of three scripture readings. Listen carefully to this letter written by the Apostle John, a letter written to the early church to affirm their faith when facing trials, turning from their strength to the power of God. Can you relate to that? Then let this be a message for you too, as you cherish each word for you from John through the Holy Spirit. From 1 John chapter 4, verse 15, from the New International Reader's Version. To you, my sanctified and selected friend, grace to you. Peace, inner calm, and spiritual well-being from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, never forget that God lives in you when you agree that Jesus is the Son of God. When you are this kind of person, you remain joined to God. What emotions did that stir as you opened and read this letter from John? Well, listen once more from Scripture for what the Holy Spirit may be writing on your heart. God lives in anyone who agrees that Jesus is the Son of God. This kind of person remains joined to God. Did anything surprise you then? What word, thought, or image came to mind? Well, let that become your contemplation for this next minute. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the New American Standard Bible to be a prayer of God's grace, love, and provision to transform your heart to His desires. Dear Lord God, by my words, by my thoughts and deeds and actions, I confess that Jesus is your Son, Christ is the Son of God. And upon my confession, Lord God, abide now in me. I've come to know and have believed the love which you have for me. Lord God, you are love. And I know that when I abide in love, I abide in you, and you abide in me. And in this I plead and pray in the name of Christ. Amen. For the next minute, I want you to meditate on John's words just then, and let them now be your prayer in your words, a prayer of quiet, abiding love, piercing a very loud world. Listen to this wider passage now a third time, less for words and more for how you experience them from the Amplified Version. Whoever confesses and acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, well, God abides in him and he in God. We have come to know by personal observation and experience and have believed with deep, consistent faith the love which God has for us. God is love. And the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides continually in him. In this union and fellowship with him, love is completed and perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment, with assurance and boldness to face him. Because as he is, so are we in this world. What did you encounter in this passage? Something new or something fresh? Something familiar? We'll reflect on that encounter. While resting still there in imaginative contemplation, I want you to stay within this passage. How it is completely opposite of the world, antithetical to our natural bent, having confidence not in ourselves, but confidence in the day of judgment, confident in the desires and affections of God more than our own. In the movie, Desmond Doss had a job in a defense plant and could have taken a deferment. That would have been the human thing to do. He felt it isn't right that other men should fight and die, and that he would just be sitting at home safe. So in spite of the desires of the world, he chose to serve. In spite of the affections of those in his life and his family, he chose to sacrifice. He was free to run into the hellfire of battle without a single weapon to protect himself. But in the midst of war, he prayed, "Please, Lord, help me save one more. Help me get one more." So take this minute and consider your own desires. Are they aligned with God's? What sacrifices might you make to line up with the affections of the Lord? Let this be your contemplation. Stay here for a while longer with your mind now transformed into that of Christ. A mind now aligned and relying on His strength, love, care, and provision. Be mindful of moments to be aware of times your thoughts drift to self-confidence and reliance on your own desires. And how might you take that moment to realign instead with the affections and desires of Christ? Be mindful, too, of others you meet on your path, that you can share with them the divine desires of God, new desires. Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether in first or last light, watch with great expectation for a moment to step away from your own selfish plans, to abide in His. For it will be then and there you will reflect and encounter the desires and affections of God, new desires. Let me pray this closing benediction over you to confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and upon your confession then abide in the Lord. Abide in Him as He abides in you, aligning your desires with His affections, your new desires. Now may the sacrifice of Christ, the counsel of the Holy Spirit, and your encounter with the abiding affections and desires of God be what helps you flourish now and always. Amen.